And now, boys and girls, it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled, The End of the Romance. Yes, my temporary romance, so-called, with the very charming and beautiful Miss Rosalie McClenahan, came to an abrupt end the day Yuki made a very startling announcement. It was a warm summer day in Cincinnati. Mayor Plumfront, Sparky, Yuki, and I were sitting out under the elm tree in my backyard. And we had just finished the third friendly game of dig-a-ditch with the ace of spades. And Yuki told us something.
I don't think you're ever going to win a game.
That's all right.
You might as well
give up there. That's right, Yuki. That's the third game of dig-a-ditch with the ace of spades in a row that you lost, and it's the third game in a row that Big John has won.
Well, that just goes to prove how right that old saying is. How's it go? Lucky in love, unlucky in cards, or lucky in cards, unlucky in love, something like that there. But I guess this here game proves it.
How do you mean that, Yuki?
Well, Big John, you just won three games in a row, which sort of proves that you're lucky, and I just lost three games in a row, which proves that I'm unlucky.
Yeah, but what makes you think that Big John is unlucky in love and that you're lucky?
Oh, I'm so modest and bashful, I hesitate to tell you fellers.
Oh, come on now, Yuke, stop being so coy. What are you talking about?
Well, fellas, since you insist, I guess I'll have to tell you, because you'll hear about it sooner or later anyways.
What is it?
Big John, you can consider yourself out of the picture so far as Rosalie McClenahan is concerned. You won't be able to get no more dates with her.
Yeah? Why do you say that?
Well, because, Big John, don't be too surprised if you hear very soon that the very charming and beautiful Rosalie McClenahan up and gets married to none other than me.
What are you talking about?
Fine. That's right. Me and Rosalie McClenahan.
Oh, Yuki. I don't believe that.
You'll have to believe it. You'll soon find out.
No, sir. I just don't believe that.
Hey, Yuki. Look, are you kidding, Big John? Are you and Miss McClenahan really going to get married?
Of course I'm not kidding, Sparky lad. You'll see very shortly. It won't be very long, and me and the very beautiful Rosalie McClenahan will waltz down the aisle as the organ plays, Here Comes the Bride.
What do you know about that?
Well, Yuki, I still can't believe it.
Well, now, Big John, I don't know why you don't want to believe it. You don't think I'd go and tell you a fib, do you?
Well, no, it's... But I do know how you like to joke and kid people.
Well, I'm not joking with you right now, Big John. You've had your last date with Miss McClenahan. She won't give you no more dates. Just call her up and ask her for a date if you don't believe me.
Well, if all this is true, I just can't imagine why she didn't say anything to me the last time I was out with her.
Well, it was just a decision she up and made all of a sudden, Big John. That's all there is to it. Me and her were out on a date just the other night, and the moon was big and bright, and the music that drifted in the air was soft and romantic as we stood on the veranda of the East End Goldfish Watchers Association Country Club, and she suddenly knew that I was the man for her.
Well, I just can't believe it. Did she come right out and tell you that she'd marry you, Yuki?
Of course she did. You may as well forget about her. You're now out of the picture, completely out of the picture.
Well, this is certainly a shock to me. I
can't believe it.
Now, Buster, don't let it get you down. After all, there are lots of other beautiful young ladies in this here world. I mean, Miss McClenahan just didn't turn out to be the one that was meant for you.
Oh, I don't mind losing out on the romance, Mayor. It's just the money I've spent on her. And all those dates and... I mean...
Well... Oh, you know what I mean, Mayor.
See, Big John, I told you all along. I told you. You should have listened to me. I told you that silly old love stuff was no good. I told you.
Yeah, I know, Sparky. I know.
Well, Big John, better luck next time. Just look at it this way. The best man won. That's the only way to look at it.
Yeah, Yuki, the best man won. All I can say is congratulations.
Fine.
You're a very lucky man to have won such a very charming and beautiful and wonderful girl like Miss McClenahan.
Yes, Big John, I am a very lucky young feller.
And I sincerely hope that you and Miss McClanahan will be very, very happy.
Oh, we will be, Big John. Don't worry about that. Yes, we shall be very, very happy.
Tell me, Yuki, how did you come to ask Miss McClanahan to be your bride?
Being as shy and bashful as I am, I feel like a half-wit high school girl when I talk about it. You can see that I'm blushing, can't you?
Well, if you don't feel like telling me about it, Yuki, that's perfectly all right. After all, it's none of our business anyway.
Oh, that's all right, Big John. I'll tell you about it. I mean, maybe you can pick up a few pointers. And the next time you get a girlfriend, then you'll know how to propose to her. I always was a ladies' man, you know.
Ooh, bunk.
Well, anyway, there we were, Rosalie McClanahan and me, standing out on the veranda of the East Bank Goldfish Watchers Association Country Club overlooking the Little Miami River. The moon was big and bright. The sky was clear. There was soft music drifting in on the air. And the moonlight sparkled in my baby blue eyes as I said in my most romantic voice, "Miss McClanahan, would you be so honored as to marry me?" I just popped a question, Big John, that's all.
Well, I can say, Yuki, is you're mighty lucky to get such a wonderful girl.
Yes, I know. Well, I have to be getting back to my taxi cab. A fellow like me on the verge of getting married has to make a lot of money, you know. At least some. Well, I'll see you later, fellas. Maybe we'll have a bachelor dinner on me. So long.
Yeah, so long.
So long, Yuki. Oof.
How about that?
Yeah.
Yuki's going to get married.
Well, I still can't believe it. Mayor, do you think Yuki was kidding us?
Well, you heard what he said. Said you wouldn't be able to get no more dates with Miss McClanahan, and if you didn't believe him, you could call her up and try to get a date with her. Hey, why don't you do that? I mean, why don't you call her up?
Yeah, that's what I'll do. Come on, let's go into the house. I'll call her up and I'll ask her for a date. I'll bet I can get a date with her. I'll bet I can.
Oh, Big John. You see, he'll get awfully mad at you if you do.
Well, I don't know why he should. After all, he told me to call her and try to get a date. If Miss McClanahan is going to marry Yuki, she won't give me a date. And if she isn't, well, then I have every right in the world to try to date her. Isn't that right?
That's right, lad. She'll open up the screen door and let's go in there.
Sure, I'll find out whether or not I can get a date with Rosalie McClanahan sometime.
I can't believe it. I can't believe it. She's going to marry Yuki. I just can't.
Oh, boy. There it again. I just didn't think he'd learn his lesson. I thought this love stuff was over and done with.
Just sit down. Make yourself comfortable, Mayor. I won't be long with this telephone call.
Well, hopefully everything works out. I mean, the way you want it to.
Well, you recognize my voice, huh?
Yeah. Oh, listen to it.
Isn't it
the most disgusting thing that you ever heard? It's sickening. It's just a lot of mush.
Well, don't let it get you down, lad. It's what love does to a feller.
Oh, I'm just fine. How have you been? Good. Good. And I suppose you're still as beautiful as you were the last time I saw you.
Boy, never. Just listen to that.
Oh, I'd say that. Well, you are quite beautiful, you know.
Quite a line that there Big John has got, lad. Quite a line.
Listen, it just turns me off. It's got me out of a tree, I tell you. It's sickening.
Yes. Oh, I would say that. I mean, you really think so? Rosalie?
She probably told him that she thinks he's handsome.
Oh, Rosalie. Well, look, the reason I called, I was wondering if you'd like to go to the summer opera up at the zoo with me Saturday evening. I have two tickets and... Oh, I see. Well, of course, if you're going to be busy Saturday night, look, maybe you'd like to go for a drive with me on Sunday afternoon. I mean, the weather's been so nice, and we could find a nice place to go and eat supper in the... Oh. Busy Sunday, too, huh?
It looks like Big John's doing so good.
Well,
Rosalie, perhaps we could go to the opera at the zoo some night next week. You won't be having... You won't be having any dates anymore? Oh, I see. Well, look, Rose, I mean, Miss McClanahan, would you tell me something?
Oh, lad, this sounds bad, sounds bad.
Miss McClanahan, you wouldn't, I mean, you aren't at my... are you thinking of getting married? You're afraid you are, huh? Well, I, well, no, all I can say is the best of luck to you. Miss McClanahan. Yes, and, well, it's nice talking to you. I'll see you around, yes. Goodbye. Well. Well. Oh, yes, I guess. I suppose you heard, then.
Miss McClanahan is going to get married. Is that right, Buster?
That's what she said. I guess old Yuki wasn't kidding. Well, he sure is a lucky young fella getting such a nice, wonderful, sweet, beautiful girl as Rosalie McClanahan.
That's the end of the romance. Hey, I just happened to think of something. Now Yuki's in a mess. He's going to get married. Boy, if it isn't always something. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Nobody around here can keep from getting in the mess. If it isn't one thing, it's something else. First, the mayor was going to get married, and then I was afraid Big John would, and now it's Yuki. Well, it just won't be the same around here if old Yuki gets married. I just can't imagine it. But he said he was going to marry Mr. Cunningham, and I guess that's that. Just like I always said, you never know what's going to happen next. But I wonder what will happen next.